Like, I'm from the hood. Mm-hmm. I'm from nothing. The one thing you'll never get me to give you is an excuse. Nigga, never give you an excuse. An excuse is the way out. Mm-hmm. An excuse is the option to fail. I'm never going to give you an excuse. Never. You can tell me to do something I don't know how to do. I'm going to go figure it out. I'm not going to tell you I don't know how to. I might say, I ain't going to lie, Lewis, I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go figure it out. But I'm never going to give you an excuse. So when I'm sitting at the table with an artist, and the first thing they say, I need. You lost. We lost.
Why?
Because you don't need. You already have. You have. You don't need. You think you need. You don't need, but you have. Your problem is, so when you tell yourself you need something, that's telling the universe, I can't,
you can't
get
make
why
this
I get,
happen.
Until I get that.
That make a lot of sense.
I was sitting in a room with artists, and they was like, yo, like, I'm like, bro, it's not hard. Because I, like I have all these, like, I have so many theories, but it's all based in logic. I'm a Virgo. Uh-huh. So I'm like, if I told Lewis right now to run as fast as you can, as you, like, you in shape, run as fast as you can, how far you think you're going to get? Before you, like.
Shit, I'm going to get there fast, but I ain't going.
No, how fast? Let's actually measure it.
I'm going to run fast, but I ain't going to run fast for long.
Let's actually measure it, though.
Uh-huh.
If you're on a football field, uh-huh, and you got to run from one end zone to the other as fast as you can, do you think you could do it? As fast as you can.
As fast as I can? Yep. Yeah, because I'm going to try as fast as I can.
Great. Can you do two football fields as fast as you can?
Can I do two football fields fast as I can? Yeah, because I'm going to try fast
no,
as I can.
No, you're saying try. You're still trying to eliminate the human factor. I'm trying to bring logic to the human factor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying you have the greatest athletes in the world.
Yeah.
And the most they can run is a 400 meter dash, right? Uh-huh. That's the best one, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, full speed.
Full speed, uh-huh, exactly. So can they run 15 miles full speed?
No.
You can't, right?
No.
But you can walk 15 miles.
Everybody can't.
Nah, you can.
Everybody can't walk 15 miles.
No, everybody can walk 15 miles.
There's some big motherfuckers that can't walk 15 miles.
There's some big motherfuckers that can't walk 15 miles, but I'm speaking, they can walk. They might not get there in the same time you and I get there, uh-huh, but if they walk, they can get there in time. They can get there in due time. That's why I said, I can help anybody win based on them, not based on my expectations, based on what you could do. Uh-huh. So that's what I'm telling you. If you could run 100 yards straight, by the time you get to that 100 yards, nigga, the greatest athletes in the world be getting the motherfucking oxygen. Why? Because they're tired. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of yards to run.
Yeah.
But if you walk, you can walk 1,000 yards. So I try to teach people, stop running so fucking fast and start walking. You're such in a rush to get there that you're missing out. Now you're tired. Now you're like, man, I need some oxygen. I need some help. That's why you need, because you fucking running. I started my podcast. I pay everybody that worked for me full time. Everybody that worked for me, I pay my co-host. Everybody on my pod, I pay. Everybody. You know why? Because I make so much money in music.
I was going to say, because you got a lot of money. Everybody can't start a podcast and pay everybody.
Nope.
We on a budget at the Kelly Kickback.
I'm going to show you. Are we filming?
Is we? Oh shit! We filming.
Why you doing that? Why you doing that? See, this is. I'm glad you said that. See, because when I have arguments with artists all the time, we do this. Artists come.
This
is
a good way to start the show.
This is a good way to start it. Artists come to my office, mm-hmm, and they argue and they talk to me. And they're like, "But you need this. You need this." So I'm gonna show you something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna show you something as we talking. Uh-huh. I want to show you like how much of how the kind of leader that I am to the people that's around me, because I understand that someone's gonna say that to me.
Right. Somebody's gonna say you can't start.
Nope. Somebody gonna say exactly. You can't. You don't understand. You need money to do everything. Okay. Cool. Perfect. Mm. I'm gonna show you something. I'm like swiping through my shit. So you know you gotta wait for the shit to upload.
Oh no, it's all good. The Kelly Kickback. You understand me? It's your boy Lewis Bell. We got Ray Daniels in this motherfucking man. He dropping knowledge that you can't get in college. You understand me? On my mama, it's no excuses.
It's no excuses.
We starting off with game.
I'm almost there. I'm gonna show you something. Mm-hmm.
And you saying that people gonna say, because it's everybody. This
I already know. I already
it's
know.
Like the new rap game. But everybody got a podcast.
I already know, but I'm gonna show you something super important.
Uh-huh.
Like I've been putting out content since June. I'm gonna show you something super important.
Uh-huh.
I want. Where is that? Here, go right here. This is one of the first pieces of content I put out.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what you. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what you don't notice though. The mic's not plugged in.
I could tell because the echo. Stop.
Exactly.
Yep.
The mic's not plugged in.
Yeah.
You can't tell. I just said, give me a mic, put it in front. You see what I'm trying to say?
You're right.
You can find an excuse or you can find a way.
You're right, because I did film a lot of Cali Kickback episodes on my phone when I first started.
Why wouldn't you?
You understand me? Put it sideways. You understand
Come on,
me?
Man.
Get your little stick. Throw that thing on there, a little tripod.
Bro, people don't want to win. people just want an excuse for why they lose.
Do you think anybody can win? Because I don't think everybody. Because yes. if everybody can
you
win.
You didn't say can everybody win. You said can anybody. You said can anybody win. Anybody can win.
Oh,
can everybody win? Totally different. I think everybody can win, but wins are defined by the holder. When's it defined by the person that's actually doing it?
What do you consider success? Because you're a very successful person.
Well, for me, my success, what I consider success is the ability to go on.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to stay in the game. That's success to me. Success to me ain't a number. Success to me ain't nothing. Success is just being able to walk as fast as I can without burning out constantly. Because you got to give God room to enter. And some people don't give God room to enter. They don't give him a chance to enter. They literally are like, I need it now. Okay, cool, go get it now. I started a pot. Bro, I couldn't, I started a pot and I had it based on just certain things that I had it based on. I was like, I'm a podcast fanatic, by the way. Like, I love pods.
Me too.
But I'm a.
You can get caught up watching these motherfuckers so much. Day. You feel like you done did something with your life and you realize you didn't do shit. I just been watching podcasts all day and I ain't did shit, but I learned a lot.
But you learned a lot. But so for me, it's like, I'm a podcast fanatic. So I was just like, dog, how do I learn about every podcast that I know about? I know from Instagram. I wouldn't know Math Hoffa had a podcast. I don't even know Math Hoffa is.
Yeah, I found
out. I saw clips of his podcast, and I was like, oh, this looks dope, and I started following it. Yeah. So I told my team, I'm going to start uploading clips. So for like the first, so I didn't start a podcast until August, but I was uploading clips in June. So I was walking outside in June, and people were telling me, congrats on your pod. I don't have a pod. Let me show you something. I don't have a pot. I'll show you this again. Look at this shit, bro. Hold on, where is shit at? Hold on, what is that? Look, it says, over my head, it says R3 executives.
Confidence is everything for someone.
It says R3 executives. Why does it say that? Because I didn't have a podcast. I was like, ask me a question and put it online. That's all I'm going to do. And then I started going out and everybody's like, yo, I love your podcast. I'm like, yeah, I don't have one though. You just love the clips that I put up on the internet.
How you feel about everybody starting podcasts? Because podcasts like the rap game. Before the cameras cut on, I know you talking about the music industry and how that shit is overwhelming. You understand me? Now, podcasts is the new rap game.
For sure. Well, I think entrepreneurship is the new rap game. Anything that gives people a chance to be themselves and make money themselves, that's the new rap game. Anything. As long as you, because podcast just is your way of saying, put a microphone on me and I'm going to talk what I would normally talk about. Before the mics was on, me and you was in here just talking.
Facts.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's all the podcast is. We just
talk. But we got shit to talk about.
That's what I'm saying. But here's the thing. We got shit to talk about to maybe a larger audience.
You just
audience.
Said if you wasn't in this music industry and you wasn't successful in this music industry, you probably wouldn't have had a podcast, right? Because I know you said you a comedian, so it makes sense why you got a show.
Well, I kind of disagree, and here's why. Because in my mind, I feel like if you pay attention to what the future is, the future of the world is community. Mm-hmm. Here's why. Because there was one point in time where we only had a few options, right? Where, you know, everything that everyone does now is on demand. Mm-hmm. You can listen to every song you want to on demand. You can, like, nobody. I love Succession. It's one of my favorite shows. I've probably only watched the series finale in real time because they didn't put it up online before it came out.
Yeah.
So you had to watch it.
Yeah.
And I still probably watched it and then came back and watched it, came back and watched it, came back. And then I finally really watched it later. But the point is that the world is community. So if you can activate 1,000 people to spend $1,000, you just made $1 million a year. So instead of, I believe that where there used to be a time where there was these titans of people, now there's time where there's these smaller versions of people and the smart ones that can last. The most important thing is that they can last. Those are the being people that create and activate a community of people that they can monetize properly. So that's why I think anybody can do a podcast. If you're doing a podcast for baby mamas, for men that's over 6 feet tall, at least if there's a baby mama with a man over 6 feet tall, she gonna be listening to your pod.
You right. So cause it's a lot of simp ass niggas that got these podcasts. Are you seeing this,
right? Of course. I hate it, by the way. And my thing is this: as much as we hate it,
it's motherfuckers.
Somebody likes it.
Yeah. And that's the business.
That's the business side of it. That's why I said, do I think anybody can work? Yes. Do I think everybody can work? I don't know, because that's on you. But anybody can work if they just know who they're talking to. That's the easiest part of the game. I was the first Kevin Samuels, by the way. I can show.
Hold on.
No, literally.
They watching.
Before it was a
Kevin Samuels.
No. Before there was a podcast, before I knew what a podcast was, 2012, I could show you clips of me online. Well, I took them all offline because I was saying crazy shit. And I took it all offline and I was like talking about relationships. So my point is that I can give you advice on relationships, entrepreneurship, all anything you want, I can give you advice on. I'm a fucking father. I'm a big brother. I made myself a millionaire, self-made with no teachers.
See, I usually don't like talking about relationships without the ladies being here. You understand me? Shout out Jordan, Lucas, you understand me? All my lady co-hosts that come through the Kelly Kickback, you understand me? But I am curious about your view on relationships, you understand me? Because I know you very strong-minded, very business-minded. I could tell you, they oversaturated this word, but it's still a real thing, man. Alpha male, you understand me?
I hate saying it now. I think there's more alpha females out there than there's alpha males.
I agree with you on that.
Because these guys...
But we the last of the dying breed.
Yeah, like, I can't even believe that some of these guys out here are allowed... Like, me personally speaking, the fact that women can... over-sexualize themselves tells me that there's not a real nigga in her life. Because a real nigga will tell you, put some shit on. You know why? Because see, here's the problem with the world. The problem with the world is that women don't live in a world of consequences, right? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what I mean. A woman will curse a nigga out. Mm-hmm. Like, bitch ass, what the fuck you gonna do? Baby girl, he could fuck you up.
Yeah.
They don't think about consequences. As a man, if I curse a nigga out, I gotta be prepared to die or kill.
Yeah, for real.
Because we live in a world of consequences.
Yeah.
So, like, I give an example. When the Sukiyana thing happened, everybody was like, she should have a right to wear her body and no one harass her. You're right, baby girl. You are a woman. That's how you think. Mm-hmm. But as a man, you know better. If your daughter is walking out the house and her ass is out, as a man, you're gonna be like, cover that shit up. Or if you go, because.
But man, the women can say that's the men's fault though, because that's all we entertain. The women always say, well, it's the men's fault because men is entertaining these women. The women that's covered up and carry themselves a certain way, y'all don't show them the same attention y'all show. We show the
hoes. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. If somebody dies that you love because they got hit by a car, honestly, they died. Do you give a fuck who fault it is?
No.
Somebody's dead.
Yeah.
See what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
That's not living it. I don't give a fuck who fault it is. Yeah. I don't care who fault it is. When I was younger, my girlfriend got raped. Mm-hmm. She got raped at the bus. I was 19. She was 18. She got kidnapped at the bus stop and got raped. You know how she got raped? Because she was with another girl who was like, that dude just said he'll take us to the train station. They left the bus stop, got in the car. She was like, all right, I'll go with you. She got raped. Doesn't matter who fault it was. She got raped, bro. Yeah. It don't matter. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say about the world. We so busy trying to make sense of shit. It doesn't matter. Somebody got hurt. Somebody died. Uh-huh. Somebody got sexually harassed. I'm not saying it's right. Bro, if you walk through Compton with 100 chains on, you got to be prepared to get robbed. Am I right or wrong?
For sure.
So that's all I'm saying. Yeah. Now, women will be like, well, he should be able to walk through Compton with a chain on and no one touch him. You're right, baby. In the imaginary world, but in the real world that we live in, we know you better be safe and watch your fucking back, because somebody will take you out. So when I speak about relationships, the reason why I say I'm an alpha male is because I don't give a fuck what a woman thinks about what I'm saying right now. Mm-hmm. You could say I'm wrong.
You standing on it. You got your nuts
baby girl,
dropped.
Baby girl, listen. I've lived long enough to know what the fuck is coming. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm only telling you what I would tell my daughter. Yeah, it looks sexy. Yeah, everybody doing it. But there are fucking predators out there. The same way there are fucking people online right now trying to meet with kids at 13 years old, trying to meet with kids so they can have sex with them. It is stupid, but it's wrong.
So what do we tell the women when they see us out? Because, you know, at the end of the day, we all want a woman that carries herself with some respect and all that. But at the end of the day, most men, we do participate with the... I love everybody, but we participate with the hoes.
I love hoes.
You feel me?
I need a hoe.
You know what I'm saying? Here's my thing, though. So how do the women be like, you saying this, but you ain't entertaining these hoes?
No. I love hoes, bro. Hoes are amazing. Hoes are the reason why I go so hard, because I love them. I love hoes. That's not my problem. But I'm saying there's a time and place to be a hoe. Bitches want to be hoes in school now. They want to go to their kid's school with their ass. I'm be like, that's my body. Okay, dumbass. Go ahead.
You goddamn right.
Like, it was a point of
but
time.
But it's these niggas' fault because they wifing the hoes.
A hoe could get wifed. Well, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell everybody something. This is a fact. You could Google this. Mm-hmm. In the 80s, you know who Ronald Reagan is?
Uh-huh.
His wife's name is Nancy Reagan.
Uh-huh.
You know what Nancy Reagan's nickname in Hollywood was? Blowjob Nancy.
But she white though, right?
It don't matter.
No, white people get be hoes and get married. Black women be hoes and they don't be getting married.
Nah, it's not.
Because niggas be taking that shit serious.
Nah, black hoes can get married too. Black hoes, like, dog, let me tell you something. Girls like Amber Rose and Black
China. Is she black?
She would never be single. She's only single because she chooses to be.
She look white though.
No, Black China's black, but she'll never be single.
You say what? Man, where we filming right now? Where you at? All right, let me know when you out here. All right. This nigga trying to join the conversation from afar.
Nah, it's really good. Yeah, but my thing is that
Amber Rose look white though. We can't put her in the black category.
No, she look black and she has a black woman's body.
She got a black body, but that face is white.
She look black. Her skin is brown. That's
simple. The police pulled up and I got Amber Rose in the car, I'm letting her speak because it looked like I got a white woman in the car. I love everybody.
So let's focus on Black China. Black China ain't had no problem getting no man. She ain't gonna have no problem. Dog, hoes win. And I'm not calling Black China a hoe. I'm just saying.
We love everybody, but she fuck around with the fuck around.
That's my point. Yeah. I, at the end of the day, I work hard. When I'm done working hard, I need the hoe.
For sure.
Where she at?
But a lot of the hoes be having boyfriends. They don't be getting white. In the black culture, the only hoe that got white was Kim Kardashian. Nigga,
white.
I love everybody.
In the black community, being a boyfriend is getting wifed. That's why we made the term wifey. Nigga, somebody, nigga. Nigga, that's what black men do. We don't want to get married to somebody like this wifey. Nigga, it's the same shit. That is your girlfriend, my nigga. Like, what are you talking about? Hoes will always win because at the end of the day, men are men.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's the point.
So we can't complain about the hoes.
Who's complaining? I ain't complaining.
My
thing is this. Here's the thing. You can do that all you want. Mm-hmm. Whoever's with me ain't doing that. That's what I mean by alpha male.
We all say that as men. Because I say the same shit.
No, let me tell you something. Listen. Let me tell you something. If you got, I don't know how you grew up, mm-hmm. but my mom didn't play.
My mama didn't play neither. Miss Lorraine
didn't play. So guess what, nigga? I didn't get in trouble. Uh-huh. I don't smoke weed to this day because I was afraid that my mom would catch me, uh-huh. caught me, and fuck me up.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is that it doesn't matter what everybody else do. It matters what yours does. My mom was like, if I catch you, they can smoke. Yeah. If I catch you smoking, yeah. You gonna get your ass smoked.
I see what you're
saying. What I'm trying to say? So my thing is that as a black man that loves my people, uh-huh. I see what's happening, mm-hmm. but I also see that we're going down a crazy lane uh-huh. right now, and the lane we're going down, we're being led by women. Women aren't meant to lead. Let's talk about how before a woman goes crazy and say, motherfucker, okay, let's talk about how it goes. When a woman gets married, her father walks her down the aisle and gives her away. She takes their last name. Now she's a part of their family.
Yeah.
That's what men don't get given away unless you know they gave.
Yeah, we get passed around. We don't get given away.
Exactly. So so what I'm saying is that the way God sent it, and then women want to be men, and I'm like, bro. The God didn't want it that way. If he did, then one woman could be pregnant by 100 men. But I could fuck 100 women and get them all pregnant. And a woman could fuck 100 men, but she's only pregnant by one. That's the way the world works, man. Why are we arguing against nature? Because we have options. And that's the problem with us. You got options. You ever ask the girl what she want to eat?
Yeah, nigga, it's very difficult.
Because you know why, nigga? She got options. Yeah. But if you tell her, we going over to this restaurant, she going to roll. We going over to Local Green. Shout out to my bro, Big Zach. She going to be like, okay, I'll find something from the menu. Yeah. But if you tell her what you want to eat, hour later, I don't know.
Hey, ATL, pull up on me. You understand me? July 27th. I'm at the Uptown Comedy Corner. You understand me? It's your boy, Lewis Belt. Not the help. Come on. Feel free to pull up on me. Pop your pee. Come on. We're going to have a good time. Get your tickets right now. Do not miss out.
But I think too, cause you know I was raised by OGs, not IG. You understand me? So like I feel like you know we talking about the women and shit. But one thing we do have the knowledge, you know, cause obviously you don't carry yourself like how this new generation of men carry themselves too. We gotta acknowledge, you know, the men is a little off right now too. What's wrong with the men? Why men ain't lean?
Why men ain't what?
Why men ain't lean? Because women saying
why men ain't leading. I didn't hear leading. Or why men ain't leading.
Women saying they take control because these men don't know how to lead. That's what the ladies is telling us.
I agree. By the way, I agree. But I can't. So my thing is this: is that I see men that don't lead, and to me, it's just You don't have to lead. You have to lead the household, though. You don't have to lead the world. You have to lead the household. It's some new shit going on. This whole world is new. You know, women want all the rights and wants to move like men, and men are starting to move like women. Yeah. I believe 50 years from now, we're not going to have genders. Everybody's going to be born, and then when they get to a certain age, they got to pick what they want to be. Because... And that's some shit that a man think is
I'm
crazy,
I'm not allowing
right?
my kid to do that. Man, I'm, come on. Nigga, you come you out with black nuts, father. I'm picking, hey, you nigga, are you my
black,
son.
Because you are a black father. Black daddy didn't give a fuck what you thought about his fucking decision.
Oh, mamas.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Just made.
Hey,
is what it is.
You ain't going. And get your ass upstairs. Don't even look at me. You ain't going. Black daddy ain't never thought about, oh, I hope my kids love me. I don't give a fuck if you love me. I'm not here to love you. You're not here for you to love me. I'm here to prepare you for the fucking world.
Yeah, because the world
Because the world is going to be hard. So yep. That's my point. I just think that, me personally, I just think that I blame everything wrong with men on women, and I blame everything wrong with women on men.
Me too. Yep. On
my everything, because my mind is like, if these chicks are dressed like this, it's because niggas are not allowing them to. Mm-hmm. If a nigga say, what you wearing? We ain't going out. We ain't going out. You dressed like that? Yeah. I guarantee you they'll change. But the dudes are like, I don't want to say nothing to her. So I blame them too. But if you with me, you are going to look the way you're supposed to fucking look. Because you with me.
You know what I noticed too? You were saying we was talking about, I think it was marriage. You said something about. I think in the black community.
I said boyfriend is being married.
Yeah, boyfriend is being married. That's a caption right there. I feel like a lot of men feel like they gotta get hella money and be successful to get married. Cause I feel like once a guy get his paper, he be like, I'm looking for my wife.
That's true.
Right?
But I believe that, like, okay, so I had a couple of women in my life that held me down when I didn't have nothing. Mm-hmm. And people say, why do you end up with them? And like, I got, like, one thing about me, if you follow me, anybody know I'm honest with myself more than I'm honest with anybody else. And I remember thinking, like, I didn't like who I was back then. So I didn't understand why they did. Mm. Like, if you like who I was back then you're okay with me being that. And I'm not gonna be that person no more. I'm trying to be someone else.
You think you can't grow with, not
No,
not
no, no, people, you can, but listen, man, let me tell you something. Before I got my first check in the music industry, 2 years I lived with women. I lived out of suitcase from house to house to house mm-hmm. with women. And
that's the story of every Bay Area.
And I was audacious, my brother. I was telling chicks, I remember telling one chick who I was staying with, you need to get your shit together or I'm gonna leave you. Yeah.
You was boyfriend pimping.
No, it wasn't that. I just knew where I was going. Okay. And my thing is just like so say if I know
where
I got,
was you at the time?
What you mean?
What cities?
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta's beautiful.
You from Atlanta?
Yeah.
Atlanta's beautiful. I didn't know that. Okay, I Atlanta's thought you moved to Atlanta.
Yeah. Nah, Atlanta's beautiful, brother. Uh-huh. I'm from Atlanta. But my point is that I understand it. I had to drop dick off every night because if I didn't, I'd have a place to stay. And I needed a car to drive. Yeah. And I needed one of them to pay my phone bill. And I need one of them to put money in my pocket. Mm-hmm. And they held me down. All three of them held me down. I was going from one to one to one.
And
one
paper
my
ass as soon as you got some paper. See, that's why niggas. Hold on, hit me out. That's why the girls even trying to hold niggas down no more.
But hit me out. I don't think a woman should hold a man down.
You right.
I don't think that's her responsibility.
You right.
That's another bullshit. Like, those women would let me live there. I don't think they would hold me down. I just think that it's good to have in-house dick that shuts up to them.
I was just going to say that.
And that's what I was.
They ain't hold you down. They trying to keep you down. They want to pay these
They
bills,
wanted some dick.
So your ass
You come
in
here, give me some
I
dick.
Say.
You fuck me good. We good. Because as a woman, you're going to have to get out there. If you're single anyway, you're going to go out there and work anyway. So it's either the vibrator or some broke dick that does do what you say. Which one you want, baby?
Oh,
I'ma shut the fuck up. I'ma shut up. I'ma drive you to work. I was Jody. I was original Jody. I'ma drive you to work. I'ma ask you to give me your car so I put gas in the car. I'ma go wash the tires. By the time I pick you up for work, I'ma be right there waiting for you outside. I did what I had to do.
How did you graduate out of that situation? Because most men get comfortable.
I got my first check. Oh, nigga, not me. I got my first. I was work. Dog, I was on the ass. I got my first check. That was it. And mind you, one of them kept, one of them stayed, mm-hmm. one of them had a boyfriend, and he had a whole lot of money. So she was the one that was really giving me the money. She was the one that was like, man, when I think, I was just telling somebody this story
you
the other day.
You was kind of fake way, you understand me, pimping on
nah,
the
nah, nah, I was kind of fake way a prostitute. This bitch would, look at this bitch would pick me up. No, like, bro, I'm telling the honest truth. She would pick me up from the corner, because I was passing flyers out. This is crazy. So when I think about it, I'm like, but see, here's the one thing I'm going to say after I tell the story. It's very important for the women watching to hear this shit. Mm-hmm. She would pick me up from the corner because I was passing out flyers. Uh-huh. She picked me up from the corner and she would take me to the Red Roof Inn around the corner, uh-huh. get a room, and we would fuck. But I fucked her. Like, uh-huh. you might have more money than me. I might be fucked up. But once it's time for me to put my dick in you, yeah. bitch, you gonna do what I say now. I'm in control.
For sure. You gotta ask for all your favorites while you're hitting me. And you feel me? And nigga, you gonna buy me that car, right?
And I ain't gonna lie, nigga.
You gonna buy me the car?
And nigga,
yeah, buy me that car, right? Yeah. I'm gonna get you the car, daddy. Yeah.
Nah, nigga. And listen, I wasn't doing that. I ain't wanna buy me a car, but I did say I need some money to eat for the week and give it to me. And nigga, I would fuck her like I was paying her. Like I was fucking like she was a hoe, nigga. Whatever I wanted to do to her,
that
I was fucking
prostitution.
Her. I was a prostitute.
There's a lot of male prostitutes out here too.
But I will say this: that was a short period of my life.
But once
I got a check, I ain't look back.
I just realized this while you talking. It's a lot of male prostitutes out here. If you having sex to have somewhere to sleep. You're a male prostitute.
Absolutely.
Oh.
I think I was the original. I was one of them ones.
Who was the first male prostitute?
I don't know. Stedman, maybe? I don't know. Somebody was out there giving some. Listen, at the end of the day, here's the hard part. You got to know. I blame women for this. And I know it's women listening, but I want to say this. If a black man sat right in this seat with me and you talking, mm-hmm. and he's a billionaire, mm-hmm. and he's telling us he got 100 hoes.
Yeah.
And I'm flying private jets with my hoes, and I'm fucking, everybody's in a different room. Me and you looking like word. Now he leaves the room, and me and you looking like dog. He lit.
He the nigga.
Watch this. Two women sitting here. A billionaire female comes in, uh-huh. and she's like, "No, I don't have a man. I just live my life and do what I want." When she gets up and leave, the women sitting down gonna be like, "That bitch ain't happy. She ain't got no man." Come on, bro. Women are hard. Women make it harder on each other. That's why it's really? So fucked up out here. Like I don't give if a nigga single. It doesn't make me feel no kind of way. If women be like, oh, you say she ain't got no man? Like, women want to get chose so bad that they allowing whoever to fuck with them. Now, I will say, I was a beneficiary of that at one point in my life. I'm not going to act like this. But I was fucking. Like, yeah. I was whatever she needed me to be, I was that.
Do you feel like niggas get lazier the more successful they get with sex?
Not me. I don't know about them.
I be getting a little lazy. I ain't gonna lie. I be trying to get rolled and shit a little bit.
Now, let me tell you why. Okay, so I live in Atlanta. So this happened a while ago. My reputation is important to me.
Y'all Atlanta niggas is freaky, though.
No, Atlanta is just a place. My reputation is important to me. So all I'm saying is that I remember this one time I was fucking with this girl. I always had chicks in the city at some points of time. I always had women around, you know, off and on, whatever it was. But I was fucking with this one girl. She asked me for some money. And I told her I ain't got it. Nah, I had it, but I'm like, I ain't got it. So then another chick I was fucking with came to me and was like, babe, are you going through some shit? I'm like, nah, what are you talking about? She was like, I heard your money fucked up. I'm like, my money fucked up? What are you talking about? And she was like, yeah. So people saying that you fucked up out here. Nah. I told a girl I was fucked up. So she told everybody. Damn. So if I tell a girl I got a little dick, if I fuck bad, she gonna tell everybody that too. So anytime I've ever been with a woman, my reputation.
You gotta go crazy.
Oh, I gotta make sure she knows.
You right.
She be like, he's a dick, but he has some good dick. My reputation's on the line. That's all I have. It's my name. And I gotta protect her at all costs. So that means I'm gonna have to, you know, show her what it is. When I was in that mode, I ain't been there in a minute, but I'm just saying though. This is when I was
like Kevin Sack. You out the game, right?
It's not that I'm out the game, it's just I don't play the game.
Atlanta is different though, cause I'm new to the new Atlanta.
Yeah.
Everybody telling me when I'm in the A, man, you, the A ain't the same.
Well, that's because of the violence, and that's because of the gun laws. That's all. But not only that, if you're an Atlanta nigga, you straight. If you're there with Atlanta nigga, you straight. The A ain't the same mm-hmm. I was just telling somebody this today. Mm-hmm. Atlanta's funny because if you gonna get robbed in New York, you usually know the nigga coming. Mm-hmm. Nigga used to come like, come here, nigga. You like Atlanta different. Atlanta niggas would be like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Hey, Sean, what's up, man? What is goddamn head? The motherfucker Leo, Louis motherfucking belt. This nigga hard. This nigga funny. Gotta take a picture with that nigga. Give me that goddamn chain.
Janky.
Nigga, Atlanta niggas is different like that. Yeah. Atlanta niggas is gonna get you. So if you pay attention to violence happening, the violent people ain't breaking into cars and stealing shit. on the south side of town, on the east side of town. Not like that. They are. They doing it in the city. Uh-huh. When are they doing it in the city? Because everybody that moves to Atlanta moves to the city.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I got a crib in the city, but my house is
out the way. That's the people I'm connected to be out the way.
That's why they don't have problems.
That's why I stay out the way on mama's.
Man, my house, my mom's house, man. My neighbor sleeps with her door open. Like, she don't even, like, nobody coming to where I'm at. I'm in Fayetteville. I'm down by where Ross live. Ain't nobody all fucking
all right,
with
me. All right, they watching, right?
Nobody, no.
They watching, right?
That's cool. I have a security nigga that live with me.
Damn, for real?
Oh, yeah, I have a guy that does my maintenance that lives with me and a security nigga. Honey,
Ray, goddamn, man. I ain't know you.
And then I have a security nigga downstairs that wants to shoot. So for me, it's like, but my thing is, I don't even put that energy in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
I love everybody, but I'm just saying in general that I'm from Atlanta, so I moved to a side of town where I know I would not live in Buckhead, because I know that's where the little niggas is coming from.
Buckhead, they got ghetto.
Come on, nigga, it's why is it ghetto? Because everybody moving town want to move to Buckhead. Yeah. Buckhead is out Beverly Hills. Yeah. Nigga want to move to LA, he want to go to Beverly Hills. I ain't never. You might meet a couple people say I want to go see Crenshaw, but for the most part, I want to go see Beverly Hills. Yeah. Buckhead is Beverly Hills. Yeah. So that's where everybody live. So that's where niggas is going to steal the cars.
How Atlanta been running the music industry for 20 years now? Because y'all been popping.
I'm going to say longer than that to me. I'm going to say 29. I feel like Atlanta got on in 94 when Outkast dropped.
Everybody's trying to do what Atlanta is doing, like having a run or running the music
It's two things that, it's two reasons why Atlanta is so popular and the music business works. It's because in Atlanta, we're gonna support each other, even if we don't fuck with you like that, because the city is always the common denominator. Damn. That's the first thing. But here's the second thing, which is slightly the most important thing.
I don't want to interrupt, but don't beef do help y'all culture though, because Jeezy and Gucci was beefing, you know.
But that was like 20 years ago.
But then you still got the recent beefs with, you feel me?
That was a big deal. How about this? That beef was followed by indictments. So that lets you know.
Which one?
I'm talking about, what beef you talking about? Because I only know two or three beefs in the city. T.I. Shawty Low.
Yep.
They squashed that.
And that helped because we in California watching this shit.
Yeah, T.I. Shawty Low, Jeezy, Gucci, and Lucci and them had a beef with that. Exactly, but Lucci in jail.
Uh-huh.
Like that. No, shout out to Lucci, shout out to Thug, but that's what I'm saying. They locked up.
Uh-huh.
Because Atlanta's just different. We just different.
But that didn't help y'all. That didn't.
No, I don't think it
helped. Oh, we got another special guest in the building, man. He a real superstar. He done pulled up late.
My brother. Let's talk.
What's happening, man? Yes, Dan. Yeah. We Simba in the building, man. It's been a minute since you done joined the Cali Kickback, man. You all over the place.
With the kickback.
Like, come on, man. It's two legends in the building, man. We over here talking about.
It's three legends in the building.
Three legends. You right.
Thank you for including me.
Come on.
That's why y'all
trying to get you. Listen, what we doing? But I was going to tell you, Simba, me and Simba know each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If Simba called me, and I'm in LA right now.
Yeah.
If G, yep. Simba's right hand in that order.
Uh-huh.
If G or Simba called me right now and said, Ray, we in Atlanta, we need to pull up to the studio and do 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. Nigga, the answer is yes.
It does.
That's how Atlanta works. That's why it works, though. Because once you win my shit, my door is open. Mm-hmm. And Simba could be like, yo, I got a little homie there. He a good little dude. I just need him to come record for done.
Yeah.
That's why Atlanta works, because we're going to open our doors to each other.
I always say, like, I've been telling him for years, like, the infrastructure is different in Atlanta because they get it. It's like, it's everybody got issues. It's issues everywhere.
Period.
You know what I mean? People got beef. The thing with Atlanta is they don't publicize their shit.
And
they
don't. I would just tell them that it was publicized beefs. Yeah, T.I., Shawty Low, Young Thug,
but they ain't let it get in the way of the money.
That's
like
what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was like the beef didn't spill. Let's look at Pac and Big. Like Big got killed in LA.
Uh-huh.
Pac got killed in Vegas. Let's look at like that. Like if Lucci and them had beef, it was only in the city of Atlanta.
For sure.
Like,
oh.
A nigga come to LA and it's like, hey, we gotta make sure it's different. Yeah. And I'm not saying that happened. I'm just saying in Atlanta we just don't do that. But here's the second most important part why Atlanta is still relevant. Mm-hmm. Because 2 Chainz still lives in Atlanta. Future still lives in Atlanta. Future got a house in Miami, but QCP and Coach still live in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. When a nigga make money out of Chicago, he gone.
But in some cities you got to.
I'm not saying you
do
don't.
You think you gotta lead a bay?
Me personally, I felt I had to, but that don't mean I can't go back.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? That don't mean I can't go back and move. Shit, Future moved out here.
Yeah. Niggas got everybody got a spot.
Everybody got a spot.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but it was like at the same time, he ain't never leave his city.
That do matter, because Atlanta is one of the few cities I don't want to say only, but when you go out to the nightclubs and shit, you see the Atlanta artists. When you go to the Bay or any other of these cities, you ain't gonna see the major artists.
I'm gonna tell you something very important. Mm-hmm. Give me the biggest. Who's Kendrick? Kendrick is huge here, right? Yep. Let's say, give me somebody else from LA that's known, but it's not that big. It's Kendrick. No, YG is big. He's in the top five. I'm just thinking about somebody who's like
Nipsey before he passed. Let's say Ravon.
Okay, Ravon. Okay. TDE. Okay, so let's say Ravon, all right. Mm-hmm. So let's say Ray, no, but he's on TDE. That's only to make it hard.
G Perico.
Let's say G Perico disses Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Does Kendrick respond? No. I don't know, right? He's too big, right? Yeah, he's too big. Now, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. When Charlie Lowe dissed T.I., mm-hmm. T.I. had to respond. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because the city on the line. When Charlie Lowe said, he say he from the west side, goddamn, it must be too sad. Nigga, when people in the club singing that, tip of his team is like, oh, nah, we got the answer to this nigga.
Oh, mama's up.
But they think they was too big not to. He was like, I'm answering this nigga tonight.
But the key to that, niggas don't get too big for the city.
Hold on. Hell no.
The key to that is infrastructure. Listen what he said when that was being played in the club. We don't even have clubs to play that shit in.
Yeah. In the Bay Area, but LA,
like I always say, we got a limited amount of black people here.
Uh-huh.
So we don't have black club owners, black restaurant owners. We don't have a lot of that here. So therefore, we have a lack of infrastructure. Yeah. So our clubs is owned by a lot of Caucasians, Asians.
I tell you something. I was just telling somebody, L.A. is different.
Yeah.
I can't believe white people talk to black people like that out here.
I don't allow it.
Oh, nigga, Simba, I was outside the club, and one of them white guys, one of them, not even a party person, not even like a nigga, like a white guy, I was trying to get my people in, and the white guy was like, who are you? What are you? I said, first of all, don't fucking talk to me like that.
Yeah.
I said, somebody told me to come over there, so before you talk to me like that, go there, because where I'm from, white people don't talk to black people like that.
Oh, mamas.
It's nigga, a respect
nigga,
factor.
They don't, nigga, in Atlanta, like that in Atlanta, in Atlanta, nigga, they don't talk to black, in Atlanta, white people don't fucking play with us.
Yeah.
Atlanta's so racist, honestly, so segregated, that Atlanta still got black night, white night.
Yeah.
If a white person parties with black people in Atlanta, they fuck with niggas.
Yeah, real talk. Mm.
White people party separately, black people party separately. Real in Atlanta still. The reason why I think Atlanta's so powerful is because out here you'll get lost in the sauce.
Elaborate.
And Atlanta, out here you get lost in the sauce.
Meaning.
Out here you got white party promoters like, who are you? Hey, don't fucking talk to me like that.
Exactly.
Nigga, I remember I was walking to a club right now. I stepped on a security guard's shoe. And he was like, you back up, you stepped on my shoe. Yeah. Back up. And I was like, bro, my bad. And he was like, yeah. Then he started saying something. So then somebody else stepped up. And I was like, yo, be careful, man. You might step on the shoe. I just did. And he was like, oh, you a funny guy, huh? I could tell. I said, let me tell you something about me. Where I'm from, you talk to me like that? You know I got little niggas out there that will kill you tonight.
Oh, mamas. Man. And we love that, everybody.
By the way, in Atlanta, everybody got guns.
Oh, mamas.
No, it's if you know that, state. It's open carry state.
Yeah.
Everybody got guns.
Yeah.
So you know you talk to me crazy. You know all I got to do is make one phone call and the whole club getting shot up. Oh, and the guy that shot the club up ain't going to get no trouble.
Facts.
He going to shoot the club up and go home.
Facts.
And that's what you know about my city.
Yeah.
I can get my mayor on the phone.
I like that. They got too much authority here.
Yeah,
because it's a lack of us.
Yeah,
so we can't really like push the line. So it's like
it's a lot of black people that ain't. Black.
But it's racism.
Niggas
without
is brown
showing
skin.
That
it's racism. Not showing it's racism.
Showing
that's
racism.
It. Yeah.
Like remember the other night,
mm-hmm.
we was looking for something to eat,
mm-hmm.
right? So I recently then found my first sushi I like.
Yeah,
because I hate that shit.
Yeah,
right. But I done found this yellowtail, and I only like it from Katana or Nobu.
Yeah, or it was the other spot they used to have over there by the W of West Hollywood, but that's, you're right,
Katsuya.
Though. Katsuya, yep. Yeah. Katsuya, Katano, Nobu, yep.
The only places that I like it from, right? So we was headed to this spot the other day, and they was like, oh, no shorts. You can't wear shorts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it'd be like all these little guidelines, the things you can't do, to where it's like, we really don't want y'all in here.
That's the way.
Oh, mamas, yeah. That's
nigga,
how,
nigga,
that's
listen,
how they do that shit on mamas.
Yeah. Listen, let me tell you something.
That's how California
y'all remember
so
that?
Like he said, in Atlanta, mm-hmm. if they don't fuck with it, they just don't. They bro, don't fuck with us.
Bro,
don't even play with
us. When Houston's, they thought Houston's was being racist.
Yeah.
T.I. and them shut that motherfucker down. It's still shut down to this day. And it's in a rich part of town. We don't play in my city.
Yeah.
You don't, if you, nigga, we are coming as ourselves, and if you don't want us there, then we just need to make sure the whole culture knows.
Mm-hmm.
And if the whole culture knows, you're fucked. Remember that guy got kicked out because he was wearing white sneakers and him and his girl was arguing? Mm-hmm. Nigga, first of all, shout out to the owner of the restaurant because that was my guy, but his brother owns G-Star. Now I walked into G-Star, I'm like, yo, man, you know, I know what it is. Yo, you good, bro? He's like, yeah, this man taught me for an hour and a half pleading the case. Man, you don't understand, Ray. You know me and my brother. You know we love you guys. I'm like, bro, it's good. That's Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I can call Andre Dickens right now, the mayor of the city. I got his number. I call him right fucking now. He can show up to my event. Mm-hmm. That's how we move in our city. Atlanta's the only city where the gangsters, the motherfucking music industry people, politicians, tech, everybody is in the same place.
Yeah.
If you black, you in the same
so
place.
So do you think Atlanta has, like, you know, like when you think of hip hop, everybody talk about New York.
Yeah.
And do you think Atlanta is the number one for hip hop? Like overall now, like it didn't went longer than New York.
I can't say now. I think the internet has changed it. Like Simba's from the Bay, but nigga Simba's one of the best rappers in the world.
Facts.
He's not considered the best rapper out the Bay.
Yeah. Facts.
Because the internet has made the world where nobody is regional now.
Exactly.
So for me, I think, but I say this right here, Simba can come to. Well, he's different because he's a one of my favorite rappers, and everybody who love rap love him.
Facts.
Like you different. That's why I want to see you win. Because you're almost like the young rapper that they all seen, and they like, yeah, he a fucker. But you with us. Yeah. You know, you're from our cloth.
Sure.
But with that being said, Simba's different. But G Perico,
G Perico.
Uh-huh. If G Perico comes to Atlanta, doors is open for him.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna be like, "Who the fuck is this nigga? Where you in town?" Atlanta's not like that.
Yeah.
He come to our city. You with us? Mm-hmm. Simba, my studio work. I'm like, "Yo, bro, whatever you need." Yeah, this is how we start our conversation.
I got records that I recorded in his studio right now that I'm scared to put out.
Why?
They too big.
He ill.
They too big. I haven't solidified my underbelly yet. I'm still building my fan base.
Yeah.
I'm still a discovery act.
Yeah.
That shit that we did over there.
Yeah. You was telling me.
I was like, people don't know what I do for a living. Like,
yeah.
I don't really talk about it.
The people convinced.
Let's get into it.
Because the people, if you know, you know. But there's some people out there like, who the fuck is this nigga talking? You feel me?
Yeah,
they don't really know what you do.
Because
you ain't
do,
no
Ray.
Podcast nigga at all.
Yeah, but I'm just in the music industry. Listen, bottom line, who
I
am.
How did you get it? Because there's a lot of people that say they're in the music industry.
I was going to say, bottom line, who I am. Mm-hmm. I say this on every platform I speak on. I know what hip-hop music in general did for my mother and my kids. My daughter has never lived. My son has never lived in an apartment in his life. My daughter has never not lived in a mansion. Mm. I know what music does for my family. So when you have something that treats you that good, that's why everybody likes Simba so much. Because we could tell he never cheated the process. Mm. He just said to you, "I got a missile," and you're like, "Why not put it out?" He just said to you, "Cause I can't cheat the process."
And that goes back to what we was talking about with the walking and running.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. He's walking, but. You got a couple niggas running. Like, I just might just send me footage of the girl on Pound Town.
Yeah.
The shit thrown at her. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, when people consent, you skip the step.
Damn.
They're going to treat you like that. That's why when he comes, he's not going away. These artists are in the microwave. He's in the oven. Mm-hmm. We can smell him. We go, damn, that shit, that's him. Mm-hmm. That nigga, he's in the oven. But the other people are in the microwave. And guess what? That's okay. Mm-hmm. But when you in the microwave, you got to deal with microwave shit.
For sure.
And that's just that's what it is.
That's some
so for me,
shit.
So for me, what I do is I'm the guy that I understand that I can't afford to miss. My mother is never driving a school bus again. Mm-hmm. Never. And my kids are not going to work at Chick-fil-A and McDonald's like I had to.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So because of that, I don't cheat the process. So when I meet Simba for the first time, so I gave G his deal at Warner. Mm-hmm. I signed grade eight. Mm-hmm. So when I meet Simba for the first time, G ain't even there. But I'm just talking to him like, "Hey, bro, let me tell you what you need to do." When I open my mouth, he can hear my sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He can also hear that this nigga know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Here's the hard part. When you know what you're talking about, you ain't got time to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You just talk. You just, when you open your mouth, people know it's real.
Yeah.
So like I said before, what I do is hard to explain, but just know that I am the guy that the labels call to say, "Ray, we need help."
What I like to look at him as, it's a term that I would have to say that would help the average person who wouldn't understand it get it, but it's much more than what I'm about to say. he's a cultural curator.
Yes.
He's somebody that understands how to put this record with this person, or this writer with this artist, or this producer with this person, or this brand, or this athlete with this person for this commercial, whatever it may be. He knows how to curate culture. So that's a very hard thing to do. The reason I'm late is because I just left a dinner with a brand.
They
told me they're getting ready to pay Arnold Schwarzenegger a shitload of money to try to sell this drink. I said, Arnold Schwarzenegger's not gonna fucking make me buy this drink.
Nope. Facts.
The girl I showed you on Instagram the other night,
she'll make
I pulled her page up.
Yeah.
I said, now if I seen her with this shit, I would wanna buy this drink.
Facts.
I think we're in trouble. And what you just said is why I think we're in trouble. That's why, like, that's why I'm in the position I'm in. That's why, honestly, like, I'm better than 97% of these niggas at labels. Right. Niggas and white people. I'm better than them. You can't tell me I'm. I know I am. My track record speaks for itself. When I left Warner, since I left Warner, Sweet ain't had no hit. So I left Warner, because the last hits was me. Best Friend and Tap In, that was my team.
That was me.
No, no, hear me out. No, hear me out. But I heard
Sweetie,
her new,
you had
I,
Tap I heard, In with the Tap
I heard,
In.
I heard a new single coming out. It's another record that we did when I was there called Birthday. But here's the point. The point is that I'm better than those guys. So when I see, I was getting back to my point. So my company's called LYI, Leverage Your Influence. So what I was trying to
That's
tell
the people, management company?
No, I didn't want to do a management company no more. Because the problem, the thing was that every time I walked in a room, artists wanted to work with me. So I had to find a way to interact with them that wasn't permanent. Because I don't think I don't have the passion in me to go 15 years with an artist. I don't have that passion in me. I have the passion to get you to that point where you on the stage and everybody singing it word for word, and I'll be like, yo, whatever you need, hit me. Always hit me. But I'm gonna go over here and do something else. So that's why I started an agency rather than this. But here's what I want to say. So, and this is what I don't get. This is the problem with the music business. This is what we don't do. So, BET about to get sold, right? It's going to get sold for what? A couple B's, right?
For sure.
I thought Tyler Perry bought it.
He is, but I'm saying, they didn't announce it. The internet announced it, but he hasn't officially announced it. But point is that it was some billions, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. But if you look at BET, BET is worth billions. How much is the Shade Room worth? The Shade Room to me, it's at least worth $100 million, at least to me. That's what I would value it at. But here's the thing, BET is worth 10 times the Shade Room. Why? Because that's how the system sees the world. But if I ask Simba right now, I'm gonna give you a choice. Matter of fact, all three of us, we all are out here doing what we do. Mm-hmm. Somebody came in here and said, I'm gonna give y'all a choice. I'm gonna put you on BET every day, or the Shade Room gonna post you every day. Ooh. Which one do you want?
Shade Room.
Shade Room.
Eggs. So guess what that says? Uh-huh. The Shade Room has more influence than BET. Mm-hmm. That's why our company is called Leverage Your Influence. So what I'll tell artists is, I'm like, so when I see Simba, first thing I say is, he's a rapper, he's from the Bay.
Yeah.
It's the first thing I gotta count. So now when I'm looking at him, I'm like,
remember we figured that out?
How can we let him rap his ass off?
Yeah.
But also say he's from the Bay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Sweetie, for example,
yeah.
Well, we knew Best Friend was the biggest hit, but she made two remakes already. She made the Kaya record, with the My Neck, My Back record, and then she also made Rich Nigga, Eight Figure, That's My Type. That was a Lil Jon record. Mm-hmm. So we did Tap In because we like, she needs to come with a record that tells the world I'm from the Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why it starts with Two Show. Don't never stop. That's why we did that. It was like intentional. So when I'm making records with artists, I'm always thinking intentional. What the fuck are we trying to communicate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You good? Yeah. What are we trying to communicate? So when I see Simba, I'm like, he can rap.
Mm-hmm.
But we in the microwave era.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to hear rap.
Mm-hmm.
So two options in my mind. Either you can go the Wayne route, which he can,
yeah,
where he does the No Ceilings and he takes other people beats and he eats niggas alive. He could do that.
Sure.
Or he can do another kind of cheat code where he makes a record that says, I'm from the Bay. And I'm from the Bay and I can rap. Mm-hmm. And all I would say to Simba is, on the other 12 songs you have, rap your ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Give me two while I let the hook come first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you rap. But we only could do 12 bars. Oh, I could do, just give me 12 bars for right now.
Uh-huh.
Dog. Jadakiss is one of the greatest rappers of all time.
Yeah.
After We Gonna Make It, he never had to rap again, and he still would be one of the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to like how they did it, like, what the fuck?
What's
like,
up?
It'd be all right though, you know, dead rappers get better promotion. Like, them niggas was spitting on that shit.
What's
but
up?
The reason why it's probably one of his biggest songs is because the fucking cadences are so short. So now it's like, you, Four bars, you. Four bars, you.
So you can out-rap your hit?
Now I have to focus on what you're saying because it's different voices. People get bored quick.
So yeah. Peep this. When y'all ask what Ray Daniels do, hold on, let me let them pass. I'm about to say some real shit.
Oh, mamas.
When y'all ask what Ray Daniels do, this is why there's no number one rap record. This is why there's no number one rap album. Everybody talking about that on Instagram, right? What's missing today in rap is the black executive that understands culture.
Boom.
We don't have Dame Dashes.
None.
We don't have Irv Gotti's. We don't have these people who was telling Hov the same shit that he just told me for me to get up and go to the studio and apply. It's everybody telling us to do some shit that worked for somebody else that's not us.
Exactly.
So this is why hip hop is so microwave and it sounds the way it sounds today, because we can't differentiate what's best for different artists.
You don't think, and currently, you don't think, if you look at Billboard Hot 100, the number five, the top hip hop song is number five song is a record that we did, All My Life, J. Cole, Lil Durk. That's the top rap song in the world right now.
See what I'm saying?
But here's the thing though, it's a method to the madness. My team did that. It's a method to the madness. And they don't want people like me in the room because then he's looking like, well, I don't need y'all, I need him.
Exactly.
And that's what they don't want.
Exactly.
You need them. So for me, it's like, that's why I started a podcast, because it's like, hey, bro, y'all can't quiet me. I'm too fucking good at what I do. I'm going to put content out and watch what happens. And look what happened.
Makes
sense. So for me, it's like, I feel like I have more power than most 95% of A&Rs.
Yeah, because you're showing your influence.
I'm showing what I know. Yeah. See, here's the one thing about music that makes it hard. When Simba has to sign, well, you connected, it's different. I'm not going to use you. An artist, when I signed Enerly Chopper, he met with every label. Uh-huh. Every label. He picked the label that we gave him the most money. That's just honest. Mm-hmm. He probably didn't pick the label that's best for him. He went for the. By the way, that's what you're supposed to do. If you are an artist, go for the most money.
I want to interrupt, but what do you think is more wiser for an artist right now, to be independent or to be on a label?
It is absolutely no difference. It is absolutely no difference.
There she go.
It's no difference. How you doing?
We go in this room right here. Hi guys.
What's up, champ?
Hi. This motherfucking Cali Kickback Thug.
How you doing? You might as well give her a mic.
Shit going on, man. We gonna do another one.
Okay.
Yeah, but for me, the problem is that, so when I work with artists, I empower them. That's the problem in the music business. They're afraid to empower artists. Because if you empower artists, then he's looking like, I don't need you.
Yeah. So it don't make no difference if an artist is signed or not signed.
Let me ask you a question. Uh-huh. How many artists have got signed for going viral, got to a successful second single? Lil Nas X, that's the last one I can think about.
It's very few.
Very few.
But you got to think, labels have changed their whole business model to chase that. And then now, that's not reacting like it was 2 years ago.
And the reason why,
and I asked this because you recently was on, I don't know what platform it was on, but you were speaking on behalf of the label situation. Like, why is it instead of being independent?
Oh yeah,
and then you got some backlash on people saying like, oh, you're not wise for wanting to own your masters.
Yeah, because what I was saying was, what's the point of owning 100% of nothing?
Nothing.
If I can give a piece of something up for them to help maximize my visibility, why not do it? So them motherfuckers who got something to say probably making $3,500 every 6 months off their music, but talking about I'm a owner.
But what about the people that is successful?
The people that's successful.
Nobody
right?
successful would say that.
No, I don't want to name drop.
Name one.
Slim Thug said something on the comments and basically.
No disrespect. Slim Thug's not successful as an artist. No disrespect.
Talk about it.
We gotta talk about that, Ray. Speak on that.
No. Listen, I like Thug. I like Sister, Incredible Feeling. I can name Thug songs. I love Thug, but Thug is not successful today. That's why I said you can't tell me a successful artist said it. Thug is a legend.
You can't tell me one person that's 100% independent.
And not only that,
sell out just.
Yeah, superstar.
Yeah,
and not only that, Thug is from Texas.
You can be independent in Texas.
Texas,
rich.
Texas, Florida, California are the only three states in the world where you can make $1 million and you never have to leave outside of things.
That's enough room. Slept on.
Facts.
For sure.
Facts.
Yeah.
So and then it's also a thing. I'm speaking from my opinion and mm-hmm. my perspective. I'm not saying you got to do that.
Yeah.
If that works for you, that's what works for you. For me personally, I'm from the Bay Area mm-hmm. where there's a lack of black people, and the way I rap doesn't relatively resonate to what they're doing over there.
Exactly.
So I had to leave and find outsourced help to bring more awareness to who I am yeah. as an artist. Yeah. And that's
and I
no,
understand.
That's no coincidence why New York is my biggest market.
Yeah. I go through that with Sonny Boy and Louis Belt.
Yeah.
He don't even probably know who the fuck Sonny Boy is. He know exactly who Louis Belt is.
Yeah.
I'd rather this nigga know who Louis Belt is than, yeah, I love
everybody.
Bro, can I
tell you something? Here's the crazy part, bro. When I worked at a label, I didn't have hardly no interaction. Like, I never interacted with Sweetie outside of being in the studio saying hello. I was behind the team that was in the room and in the office making the decisions. But now, I have more relationship with artists than I ever had in my life. All the artists fuck with me and follow me because I'm telling the fucking truth. And mm-hmm. I don't want nothing in return. Like, I'm not a nigga that's like, yo, Simba, this is what you do. Mm-hmm. All I want, man, win. Because like I said, I started off, I know what music did for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I know if he wins, what music gonna do for the people he with. And I know if you win, that's how I look at us.
Yeah.
It's like, we ain't gonna be able to establish nothing. Like, I'm not mad at white people for winning. They've been winning for a long motherfucking time. They just have control. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, hey man, we need to get our wins up.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way we gonna get our wins up is if we stand together and help each other.
Yeah.
And it's that simple.
Yeah.
Like, it's that simple. So for me, it's like, it ain't no bad shit. It's just, bro, this game is, making it in music is so easy. It's, hear me out.
That's
hit me
tough,
out.
Cause it's no. a lot of niggas
hit me
that
out.
Rapping and
hit me
boy,
out.
Boy, they boy, niggas stomach growling right now, okay, watching
so,
this
so,
month.
So hit me out. They're not good. Bro, let me tell you something, bro. See, this is shit. This is
it's
this,
not it's you don't think
they're not good today.
Man, I've been telling you this shit. For
you be
years,
saying this.
Man.
You be saying this. And
not,
it's crazy because so I didn't even know y'all
sympathy
yeah.
for
no,
motherfuckers because
no, no,
no. he know him.
Yeah,
shit.
No, no, they're not good. They're not good today. They're not good today.
It'd be terrible.
It's not good today.
Terrible.
It's not good. Bro, if good doesn't have to sell itself, that's why I started a podcast in the first place. Because I was like, you don't need money. You just need to be great. And you need to know who you're talking to and who you're talking for. He winning to me. Uh-huh. I don't know nobody that don't fuck with Simba. Nobody.
Sure.
Nobody. The only thing that's in front of him is the bullshit.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like, you know what it's like? It's like, yo, Lewis, oh man, you hungry? All right, cool. Man, I can feed you now some McDonald's, or, you know, we can wait 3 hours, I'll get some Mastros. He's Mastros. Yeah. They're McDonald's. Most motherfuckers gonna pick McDonald's. But he's winning, and here's the thing I'm saying, he's winning, but here's why he's winning. You pay your bills with music, right?
Yes, sir.
He's winning. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean by winning.
Hold on. I just bought me, my mama, my uncle, and my other uncle tickets to the fight July 29th, and my auntie was crying. She's the biggest boxer fan. This has been the most happiest moment of my life, making money off music.
That's amazing.
Let's get around for Simba. Come on.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying. He's making money doing music. He's living the dream.
Yep.
Bro, see, we be so focused on, when my life changed, when I stopped focusing on the destination, I stopped focusing on the journey. He's on a journey. We all are on a journey right now.
Yep.
The only time you're unhappy when you're like, I'm trying to get there.
Yep.
Man, fuck there.
Yep.
If you keep walking, you don't get past that.
Keep going.
That's some real shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, this, it's the journey, bro. Like, that's why I said, it's winning. He's winning.
Yeah.
By the way, he's winning. He's going to keep going up. And I want to be one of the catalysts on his journey. That's like the Wizard of Oz. He on a yellow brick road. He going to stop at my stop. I want to give him something and he go further up.
Yep.
That's what I want to do. That's what I've been my whole career for anybody who I've interacted with.
Yeah.
Period. So for me, it's like, music is easy, bro. The music is only hard because you're overthinking it. If you naturally do, it's like, man, I'm just gonna say this because we talk about relationships too.
Yeah.
When we started fucking, did we need help?
Nah.
You got some pussy and just figure that shit out, right?
Yep, I'm in it. I was looking down behind.
Nobody sat you down and said, here's what you do. Move your hips like this. Right. You put your shit. I remember the first time I was fucking out. I didn't know I could fuck.
Right.
Till I put my dick in somebody. I was like, oh, shit. She was moaning. I'm like, fuck, I'm good at this.
Oh, mamas. See, I knew I could fuck. I didn't know I had a big dick. I'm like, oh, I got a big dick. They moaning this shit?
I didn't know. I couldn't dance. So first thing I can't dance. So first thing I'm thinking is like, I don't know if I can fuck. I can't dance. Then I had my sex for the first time and I was good at it. Point is that some of y'all are just mad. Y'all can't fuck.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
Right.
So go what? Listen, go find a way. Like, I got some shit I said, because I got to go to the airport. I got some shit I said to everybody, here's the reality that every human is facing, including everybody in the music business. You got three options. You can stand in line and wait. You can pay to skip the line. Or you can stand out in line. it's only three options that every last one of us have. This podcast, you standing in line. You're trying to get it, so but you're in line. Now you might be able to do Simba come. That gives you a look. That's standing out in line, yeah. Right? You might say, "Hey, got some money for ads." That's paying. Skip the line. Yeah. And I said, when you figure out when it's time to pay, when it's time to stand out, and when it's time to wait, you'll be fine.
Yep.
In life.
Yep.
That's some shit,
bro. Cause it's, bro, it's so, it is not hard. It is.
It's hard if you, if it's hard if you're not talented.
No, no.
Cause you saying the niggas that can't make it,
you don't have to be talented.
But what about y'all said if a rapper ain't, if it's hard, he ain't made it. He suck. He not good at rapping.
No, 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 no. There are rappers who made it that suck too.
Yes.
They just have figured out how to make a song. Mm-hmm. The song is the gas that takes you far. That's that simple. Mm-hmm. His superpower is he can rap.
Yeah.
The one thing he hasn't done yet is make the song the world want.
Mm-hmm.
But if in rap, rap caviar,
yeah.
That's rap caviar right
Facts.
There. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But guess what? He ain't in no rush. Cause it's like, you know what it's like? It's like fucking. When I know I can fuck, I ain't trying to get married no time soon. I'm enjoying fucking.
Yeah, cause that's what I'm doing.
Cause once I get married, nigga, I gotta fuck one person or sneak around if I wanna fuck another person.
And when the
nigga,
pussy, let me just enjoy my
let me enjoy fucking.
And when the
he's
pussy,
fucking right now. He
and when the pussy is good, you ain't no need to bust a nut.
Yes.
Ooh.
And you want no rush.
I like that one.
No rush.
So it's like, bro, this shit is,
yeah.
Bro, this shit is not hard. We make it hard because we're overthinking. When I told people, I'm like, I want to start. I'm saying, I want to put content out. I just put a mic in front of me. I just showed you clips of me talking without a mic plugged in.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid for y'all to laugh at me. I'd rather you laugh at me because at least you're looking than not notice me at all.
Yeah,
remember, I be saying that all the time. Like,
yeah,
I recently did some. Yeah.
We got some more motherfuckers coming through.
They was in there talking about Michael Jordan. They mm-hmm. like, you can't talk about Michael Jordan like that. I said, hey,
oh, you talking
about
KD? Yeah,
him.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I said, yeah, but I'm talking
bro,
about
bro, up, bro, dope shit. Dope don't have to work. Dope don't have to work.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I didn't see, the first time I saw Simba was Dallas. Yeah. Now, mind you, Dallas.
Shout out Dallas, man.
Dallas posts all his artists, though. He posts all his artists. So it wasn't like Simba was the only thing he posts. He posts all this shit. That's what he's supposed to do, yeah. Right? First time I saw him, and I was like, oh, this nigga can rap. And then I saw him on Flex. And then guess what he did on Flex? That, no, he called Flex out. All, once again, this goes back to my three. Guess what he did? Dallas posted him. He's waiting in line. Flex, he go to Flex. He stands out in line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna call you out, nigga. That's standing out. So now Flex is like, damn, nobody ever did that before. That's standing out in line. Yeah. He makes the steps necessary to fucking win.
Moments.
It's moments. That's all it is, bro.
But it's knowing the moments.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I'm not gonna say the name of the platform. I went to a platform. They wanted me to do a freestyle. Uh-huh. They put on a specific beat. Right. Uh-huh. I left. Now, they thought I was being an asshole, but what I told them was the beat y'all picked won't allow me to give y'all the moment y'all yeah. think y'all finna get.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this doesn't make no sense
yeah.
because anytime I do this, we make it a moment. So how about we try this thing in 2 weeks and y'all find another beat that makes sense?
Period.
That's a fact.
Dog, all you gotta do is be dope. I gotta roll, but it's a book that I suggest everybody read. It's called Buzz Marketing. And what Buzz Marketing taught me was that you don't need money. You just need to be dope and stand out for being dope.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest will work itself out.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you do that, you're fine. Most of the time, these artists don't work because they want it now. And I'm like, isn't it fun getting there?
Because
once you get there, where you go from there?
Exactly.
Now, guess what? You know, I tell artists, what's that thing when you turn it over and the sand goes in?
Hourglass.
Hourglass. I have an hourglass in my office. And I tell artists, I'm like, the minute that you start winning, hourglass turns over.
Mm-hmm.
Time's running out. So guess what you got to do? What you don't realize, you got to keep putting fucking sand in the fucking glass so that way they don't run out. So it's the game. It's the game. Lil Pump has won, but why does it feel like he fell off now, right?
Yeah.
Because
he ain't putting out shit. Yeah.
It ain't that. It's just, but he might not have been an artist. Some niggas are just influencers that made a rap song.
It's comedians like that. These
some people are comedians.
They skit guys.
They great skit guys. They not. That's my. But that's okay.
That's yeah. Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
The point is, tap into your superpower.
Mm.
The reason why I started talking is because since I've been in the music business, dog. Last thing I'm gonna say. When I started managing my guys, I swear to God, I'm not lying. I didn't know what a publishing deal was. And somebody said, y'all get a publishing deal. I was like, how much did we get? 100 to 150? I'm like, shit, we can get 300. We can get 300. So I go to a lawyer, Donald, like, we can do a pub deal. How much did we get? He said, man, you guys got some buzz. We probably get like 250, 300. I'm just calculating my 20%. Oh, shit, I'm going to get some money. Dog, we sat at the table, me and my guys, and what I'm doing right now is what I did for everybody. Nigga, 2 weeks later, the deal was at $1.5 million. Because people, our lawyer was like, I've never seen people command the room the way y'all do. Mm-hmm. Ray, they love hearing you talk. Teron, you say the right thing. Timothy, you say the right thing. This is incredible. That's because I ain't gonna lie. I'm be real with you. When I was like to him, I said, yo, man, hey, get us, we didn't get half a million. He said, I just text such and such, I want 1.5 million. Here's the crazy part. Somebody came back with 2 million, mm-hmm. but we shook somebody's hand already. Nigga, I was trying to get 300,000. Point it, even when I started this podcast, I didn't start this to make money.
For sure.
I started this because I'm in Atlanta and I need niggas to know I'm better, and it's either I'm gonna go away quietly or I'm gonna make noise on the corner. Mm-hmm. Nigga, give me a mic, watch me make some noise on the corner. Mm-hmm. And if I start making sense, people gonna gather around. If people start gathering around, motherfuckers gonna start looking and being like, damn, my thought process was, how many rappers I signed that wanna meet Gary Vee? Gary Vee don't know shit about music. No disrespect, but Gary Vee ain't made a fucking hit in his life. Mm-hmm. Why y'all want to meet with him? You know why they want to meet with him? Because he shows them he cares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me, that's why he's in good hands. Because the dude that's the head of his label, Dallas Martin, he cares. Sure. Now, if you look at these other labels, the motherfucking people at the top don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. You a tax write-off.
And that's or you a way for me to get my bonuses.
Yep.
And at that moment, I gotta drop the mic and head the fuck out.
Man, it's Ray Daniels in the motherfucking building, man.
I gotta do this again. By the way, I wanted to do a show with Simba so bad because I feel like I'm the fucking executive version of Simba.
Yeah, hey, man, hold on.
I'm gonna talk. I gotta talk my shit.
Hold on. Let me give myself some credit because that was the exact move.
Yeah. Well, soon you told me when I pull up Simba coming, I'm like, man, this nigga been talking about doing it.
Soon as I seen you, and then I'm like, all right, we gonna lock in. I'm like, Simba.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. I didn't even know y'all knew each other.
Yeah.
But you know, if you know, you're supposed to know. So I'm not surprised.
For sure.
But I'm just like, it's one of them.
Nah, bro. But that's what I'm saying. But bro, like, this shit is easy, bro. Just be dope. I'm the exact version of Simba.
Facts.
That's it.
I
ain't cheating. I know Simba can't wait. I know Simba be like I what's your sign?
Aries.
Listen, I already know for a fact. Uh-huh. He ain't gotta say this, and he ain't gotta confirm this. If it's every rapper fucking where he at or right in his vicinity in the same place, and they like, we gonna put a beat on rap. I know Simba's like, nigga, this my motherfucking moment. Yep. Yeah. And you know some rappers are like, I don't do that.
Yep.
That's my point.
That's what these comedians, these niggas ain't performing.
And let me tell you why I say I'm the Simba. Let me tell you why I say I'm the Simba guy. Because when I sit in a room with an artist and they say, what's the plan? I can't wait to say, I got the fucking plan. And I know most executives would be like, let's just figure it out.
And that's why I say the fucked up part about the rap game is it's more me and less of him.
Yep.
Everybody want to be the rapper.
Yep.
Nobody want to be great at coming up with the plan to help the rapper. That's what we missing today.
That's what the fuck we
missing. Man, I wish I could stay, man. I'm mad.
Ain't no more flights available tonight.
I would stay. I got to get this flight.
We going to do
man. My brother. This the first of many, man.
Listen. Let me tell you something, man. We are superheroes. There are people watching us right now saying, look at them, I could do it. And those people are usually people from the ghetto. Are usually people from the ghetto that don't have confidence. And seeing us and hearing our stories about how we from the ghetto but we still here gives them the confidence to get off the porch. And if that's what we do as men, nigga, we are saving our communities.
We is.
Come on,
man. My nigga, man. You understand me? Ray Daniels, man. Appreciate you,
man.
Motherfucker,
favorite nigga right here, man. I can't wait to get you on the show. We got to do this.
Glad to see you.
I'm coming out there in a few weeks. Whenever you come, as soon as you come, nigga, I don't even, you ain't got to give me no heads up. I'm in town.
Yeah.